So we said yesterday, the Mishnah was talking about a situation. We have an areva, a trough, a bowl, and it had cracks in it, and you line the cracks with chametz. So we said, is that real chametz you have to worry about on Pesach? So we said, it depends. How big the cracks are, how much dough is stuck in there, how permanent is it, all those things. Then the Mishnah says, also for Tumah, the same story. For Chelin and Tumah. In Makbid Alav, if you're Makbid, meaning what? You're Makbid, you want to remove it, right? In Makbid Alav, you're going to end up removing it, then Chotzeit, then it's not part of the Areva. And therefore, if you're Tumah and you touch that, you don't make the Areva Tumah. Because it's not part of the Areva. The Im Rata Bikiyumo, Harehi Kareva. But if you want it to stay there, then it's part of the Areva. Okay? Make sense? Good? Okay. So, the Gemara wants to know, me dummy, why is this in our Mishnah? This has nothing to do with the case of Pesach. It's totally different criteria. Why? Hasam, by Pesach, Bishi'ura Talya Milsa. The whole question was a shear. How much dough is here? If it's too much, it's dough. If it's not too much, it's buckled to the Areva. That was all yesterday. Hacha, but over here, Big paid the Talya Milsa. By Tumah, it's all about what's in your head. How makbid you are. What? There's no shear. There's no shear at all. It could be one molecule. It could be 1,000 pounds. The question is, are you makbid? So what's it do? Why is that in that Mishnah? It doesn't do with anything. It has nothing to do with Pesach. So, the Gemara says, you're right. Until the Mishnah, we're going to have discussion what this means. What's the Mishnah driving at? By letting me know. In other words, when it comes to the Areva by Tumah, it has nothing to do with the amount of dough. When it comes to Pesach, it's all we care about. It's like two opposite halachas. What's it doing in here? Because it's also about that putting dough in cracks. They have nothing to do with each other. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Ema, say like this. Ule'inyin ha-tumah ain't okay. And when it comes to Tumah, it's not the case. In other words, when it comes to Pesach, the case is by dough, amount of dough. When it comes to Tumah, that's not the case. Amar Le'abaya, that's not what the Mishnah says. It says, v'chein le'inyin tumah. It says, v'chein le'inyin tumah ketani. It says, and also yes. What do you mean, also yes? El Amar Abaya, hachikam. Here's what it means. V'chein le'inyin tziruf tumah bepesach. Here, you're right. When it comes to, now the Gemara is going to, this person is Abaya, he's going to make a distinction between the Areva on Pesach and the Areva the rest of the year. On Pesach, there will be different rules. Why? Because on Pesach, we care about dough. The rest of the year, we care about, are you makbid on the dough? So it's the same, Pesach will be similar to the real dough for Areva eating it. Tumah is going to say malachas. U'b'shayim mosashana, ikka pluksayu. And the rest of the year, there's a machlokas. In other words, according to Abaya, on Pesach, the Tumah issue is connected to the issue of eating it. Are you going to remove it? How much dough is there? Same thing with Tumah. The rest of the year, not a different story. Now it goes by makbid. But on Pesach, the issue is not makbid. The issue is, how much dough is there? Heichi dami, what's the case? Kigon, te'ika pachas mi kebeitza, right? There's less than a kebeitza, ochlin, of food, v'nagu b'hai batzek. And they touch that dough. B'Pesach, de'isuri chashiv, mitztarif. On Pesach, where that's already considered a chashav ashir, it's mitztarif. What does it mean it's mitztarif? Look at Rashi, the first skinny line. B'Pesach, the iser chametz, mach shavo, v'oseo chashav. On Pesach, where that's a chashav ashir, ho'ol v'kezayis, huzgar li chashav li iser chametz, t'lobata l'gavi areva v'tani b'risha. Like we said yesterday, that if it's a certain shear, it doesn't become bottled to the areva. It doesn't become bottled to the areva, and you have chametz problems. Hashal li tumah nami l'lobata l'gavi areva. Same thing regarding tumah. Yeah, but I'm not makbid. I'm not makbid. Yeah, but it's Pesach. What do you mean you're not makbid? Of course you're makbid. It's Pesach. Umitzdarif, lahashlim lekibetza, to give you this shear. However, afagav de makmedalov, mutames acher, it'll become tame. Why? It becomes part of our reva. Why? Because you have the shear. However, the rest of the year, it goes on makmed. So this fits perfectly well into our Mishnah, because Pesach has the same halachas regarding tumah and regarding eating it. Same thing. Yeah, b'shayim. Where am I? Kigon diko. Yeah, b'shayim mosa shana. The parents tell you mosa. If makbid alav mitzarif, if mosa bekima reyu kareva. If you're makbid, meaning you don't want the dough to be there, it's only there temporarily, then it's mitzarif to give you a shear regarding tuma, and if not, that's part of the reva. That's Habayah's answer. Everyone got that answer? Maskefla Rava. 1 second. Mik katani mitzarif. That's not what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. V'chotzeitz katani. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says chatzitza. What are you talking about? You made a very nice word. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Elo amar Rava, v'chein lahalos tahira la'areva. No, it says Rava. You know what the pshat in the Mishnah means? To make tahira on the areva. Hey chidami, what does that mean? Kigon to itme hach areva. This areva became tame. Uboy lad bule. Now you want to put it in the mikvah. So, you know, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza on a kli also. You can't have a kind of schmutz on a kli. So is this dough on the areva considered a chatzitza? What? Why not? Well, is it part of the areva or not? If it's part of the areva, the dough, because it's filling in the cracks, then it doesn't make a chatzitza. If it's not part of the areva, then it does make a chatzitza. Says Rava, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Be-Pesach, on Pesach, the Isiru Chashuv, where that's already a big shear, chotzeitz, the problem. You could say, yeah, but I'm not makbid. I'm never removing this dough. The answer is, so what? It's Pesach. V'lo salka leilu tefila. Tefila won't work. B'shayim musa shana, the rest of the year, big pay to tell you, milsa. It goes by your intentions. E makbid alav chotzeitz. If you're makbid, I don't want this dough here. It's only here temporarily. Then it's chotzeitz. V'yim rotz b'kiyumo harehu kareva. And if you want it to stay, then it's not chotzeitz. Ask a floor of Papa. Papa asked the following question. Mi katani v'chenlin t'hayra? That's not what the Mishnah says. Ha v'linyan tuma katani. It says regarding tuma, not regarding t'hayra. So again, what's this Mishnah talking about? Why did the Mishnah bring this in here about the tuma? El amar of Papa v'chen lahorid l'inyan horid tuma la'reva. The question is, just like on Pesach, the issue was the shear of dough, so too when it comes to tuma, the issue is the shear of dough. Hey chidami, what does that mean? Ki go denaga sheretz b'hai batzek b'pesach. A sheretz touched that dough on the areva on Pesach. The isura chashuv, if you have a lot of dough there, and on Pesach the shear is whatever the shear was yesterday, that it's considered dough, chotzeitz. Then the sheretz didn't touch the areva. It touched the dough on the outside. V'lo nasta la tuma. And the areva doesn't become tameh, it's still tar. Why? Because the sheretz didn't get to the kli yet. It got stuck by the outside of the kli. B'shayim asashana, on the rest of the year, big pay detalya, it goes by what your intentions are, in machbidal of chotzeitz, in ratzah b'kiyumo, hereo kareva. If you want it there, then if you're machbid, it shouldn't be here, it's chotzeitz. And if you're not, then it's not chotzeitz, because it becomes part of the kli. On Pesach, we don't say, it doesn't go by machbid, it goes by chametz. That's what this line was doing in the Mishnah. Okay. Good? Okay. Next Mishnah. Batak ha-cheresh. If the dough is a cheresh. Cheresh means someone who's mute. In other words, we don't know what the story is with this dough. Is it chametz? Is it not chametz? We have no idea. Says Rashi, batzek cheresh, shei nikar, im hichmetz im lav. We don't know if it became chametz or not. We don't know. It's different, so it's like a cheresh. Sheish lo asmayim, the cheresh has ears, but the eino nikar im shomei im lav. But we don't know if he's listening or not. We don't know. The ein adam omin al biruro v'al daito. We can't clarify. And that's the story with this dough. We can't clarify. And we don't know what's the story with this dough. Says the Mishnah, Im yesh kiyotzebo, shehichmitz, harei ze osar. If you have other dough in your life that was made at the same time or the similar dough, and that's chametz, then this is also chametz. If that's not chametz, this is not chametz. Okay? If ain't shum kiyotzebo mahu, so what if you don't have any other dough that's like that? I don't have any other dough. It's the only dough I have, and I don't know if it became chametz or not. So now what do I do? Amar be'avo, Amar b'shimon ben Lakish, k'dei she'yelech adam mi'migdal nunya l'tveria. The amount of time that passes for dough to sit and become chametz is the amount of time it takes to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria. How long is that? Mil. It's a mil. The name of mil, so just say a mil. No. Hakamash Malan. The Shiur de Mil, Migdal Nunya va Tveria. I wanted to let you know that it takes a mil to walk from Migdal Nunya until Tveria. How long does it take to walk a mil? 18 minutes. This is where the 18 minutes comes from. Okay? So you have 18 minutes. What 18 minutes? 18 minutes. The 18 minutes has nothing to do with the oven. Nothing to do with the oven. People think it has to do, oh, it's baked. It has nothing to do with that. From the time you put the water into the dough, the time you have the dough, the time it becomes dough. From the time it becomes dough, till you, 18 minutes, you have 18 minutes to work on it and make it into matzah. If you wait longer than that, it becomes chametz. Now, is 18 minutes, a mil really 18 minutes? That's a standard number we always use. Some say it's longer than 18 minutes, in which case you have more time. Like on Matzah Shabbos, if people want to wait longer than 72 minutes, they'll say, well, each mil is longer than 18 minutes, I'm waiting longer. Being machmer. Here, you're being makel. You're giving yourself more time to play with the dough. You're being makel on a longer, no one does that. No one holds longer than 18 minutes for matzah. No one does that. As a matter of fact, the last time I was in the matzah bakery, they moved it down to 15 minutes. They're being so machmer. After 15 minutes, they won't touch the dough anymore.
And it's putting it in the oven that stops the leavening process?
Well, putting it in the oven bakes it. You know how long a matzah, you know how long a dough that's made it round and put in the oven, you know how long it's in the oven for? About 10 seconds.
Right.
10 to 15 seconds. It's so hot in there, but it becomes matzah so fast.
That's my question. That's what stops the leavening process.
Correct.
If you don't put it in the oven, then...
Exactly. It'll sit there. Now, by the way, the difference between 18 minutes and 18 minutes and 15 seconds, you can't tell the difference.
Right.
Looks exactly the same. Right? But that's the shear. The shear is a mil. Now, Amar Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Avo says in the name of Shimon Lakish, listen to this. Legabel, to do kneading. What does that mean, to do kneading? So Rashi gives a very funny pshat. Rashi says, legabel, Hamagabel isas acherim bischar. If someone hires you to bake dough, there's nothing to do with Pesach. Someone hires you to bake dough. V'kli balabayis tameim, but all the kelim are tamei. Ad arba mil hitrichu. Now back to the Gemara for a second. Keep your finger on the Rashi. Rashi says legabel to do kneading, l'tfila to davening, ulnatilas yadayim and to wash your hands is arba mil. It's 4 mil. What 4 mil? Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Ivu Amra, Iva said that, the Arba Amri Bey, and he said it about four, Mechad Vechad Menayu Ovud, and one of them is about tanning, which we'll get to in a second. So back to Rashi. Rashi, what does it mean, Lagabel? What's Lagabel? What does that mean? So Rashi says, you were hired to bake for somebody, and there's no Olakel Matame. So how far... Hitrichu chacham ad arba mil, so until 4 mil, hitrichu chacham leilach lemitvah litvah kelev. The chacham required you to go to a mikvah to find the kelim, to toivel the kelim. Fachen l'tfila, so to davening. Im mahalech adem baderech, if you're traveling on the way, uba es lalon ulehispalel, and you want to stop for the night, to go, if you're driving, so you're driving to California and you're in some random place and oh, there's a shul another 72 minutes from now. Then you have to go. If it's 4 hours away, you don't have to go. Right? Umispalahu lam vishalam jam. Vechinal yis daim lachila. So too, the time for eating food. Im hasid lamotin mayim lafan of dalad mil. You're driving around, you want to eat lunch? There's no water. Oh, well, but I have water in 45 minutes. Then you have to wait. You go wash your hands. Right? Says Tosfos, second Tosfos on top of Tefillah, Nira Kipirish Kuntras. I think Rashi's right. That this issue of, by the way, so we have three things over here. We have Tevi Megabel, it's a funny case. Someone hired you to bake, Nova Kelim Atame, how long you have to go to a mikvah. By the way, you're being paid, exactly. What if you weren't being paid?
Huh?
What if you weren't being paid? What if you have a keli in your house and it needs to go to the mikvah? And there's no mikvah. There was a time in this neighborhood, no mikvah was open. You couldn't travel anything.
We had that last place.
Exactly. So do you have a chiyuv to drive, let's say, to Lakewood? And they'll have a mikvah open? Do you have a chiyuv to do that? It's a very interesting question. I don't have an answer. Do you have a chiyuv? How far do you have a chiyuv to go to do a mitzvah? Or, I'm an ones. I don't have. Right? Do you have a chiyuv to go to the ocean? Now, if you can even pull that off. I don't know. It's a good question.
It's also very different.
I understand. It's not exactly the same. I'm just throwing it out there. 100%. So it was that, davening, and washing your hands for Netilas Yadayim. Tosfos says, it's not washing your hands for davening, because, you know, Tosfos says, Abaya would say, oh, I'm not davening with the minyan now, I'm looking for water. Come on, get ready and go be one of the minyan and go daven. That's not an answer, right? So we're talking about for Suda. Okay, fine, very good. Now,
well, we know what to do in those circumstances.
What?
We know what to do in those circumstances, but there's no... you're on a picnic and there's nowhere to wash and you haven't got water with you, so you eat the bread in a bag or something like that, but with tefillah for Shmuley,
right,
you've got no options.
Right. Okay, so let's just finish up. And then he throws in a fourth one about tanning. What's that about? Ditnan. There's a mission in Chulm that says, V'kulon she'ibadan ohilech b'hem k'day avoda. Tahorin. In other words, if you're working on if you have an animal and the hide or something, which could be food, but if you start tanning it, it's not food anymore. If it's not food and it's not a kli, it won't become tameh. So what's that shear? The shear is the same 18 minutes. When it's changing over from food into becoming a leather jacket, so it's not a leather jacket yet. Leather jacket's tameh, it says it's a kli. Food's tameh because it's food. If it's in limbo, it's not tameh. So after 18 minutes, it loses its status as food, and then it's no longer tameh until it becomes a jacket. What? It's 4 mil. It's the same shear. Yes.
So a roll of fabric or a piece of leather cannot come tameh.
That's right, because it's not a kli and it's not food. Exactly. Chutz me'or, ha'adam, except for a human being, v'kama k'dei avoda, how much is that? Amar rav yanai k'dei hilich al b'mil. All that was true if it's in front of you. In other words, I'm traveling and I need water for the Tilas Yadayim. I got to travel 4 mil. Same thing with davening. But backwards, afilu mila anochazer. You don't have to go backwards. I'm traveling over here. Oh my goodness, I forgot to... Oh, there's water 45 minutes backwards. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. Yeah, a mil you don't have to go back. But less than a mil, you have to go back. So, the big question is, what if you're not traveling? What if you're home? What if you're home? And I'm here, and I don't have any water. How far do I have to go for water? Am I 4 mil or 1? I'm here, I'm home, there's no minion now. How far do I have to drive for a minion? Well, we'll get to the driving in a minute. Before I get to the driving, what's the shear if I'm home? Is it 1 mil or 4 mil? Everyone holds 1 mil.
Yeah.
If you're sitting home doing nothing, so a guy got the mire. What am I going to have mire? There's no mire here. There's a mire from Far Rockaway. Pick up your legs and start walking. You only have to walk a mil. right? Formally, you don't have to do. You don't have to drive to Brooklyn. You're a putter. You're an onus. There's no minion. What could you do? You don't have. The question is, does it go by 18 minutes or does it go by a mil?
Right.
You hear the question?
In the car, you can do it.
Exactly. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, that what if you have a very fast camel and he calls it like a locomotive? Then he holds, it doesn't go by the mil, it goes by the shear of a mil. So if you can drive to Far Rockaway within 18 minutes, which you probably can, especially later at night you can, then you have to go. If not, Far Rockaway isn't the only place you can go is to Brooklyn. You don't have no chiyuv to do that. It's taking more than 18 minutes to get there. Exactly. So the answer is, how long does it take to walk a mil? How much is that? 18 minutes. So if you 18 minutes, you have to move. You have to drive for a minion. Less, more than that, you don't have to. Less than that, you have to. You can't walk to Far Rockaway in 18 minutes. It takes much longer than that. It takes an hour. That's not the shear. The shear is 18 minutes.
So,
yeah.
But that only works as a chumrah.
It's a chumrah, yeah.
You can't say on Shabbos, I can drive a mill in 2 minutes, so I don't have to leave for shul.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Right, correct. Okay, I can't push myself any longer. Now we get to the hard part of today's daf. Okay, so on Yontif, you're allowed to bake. On Pesach, you're allowed to bake. Right? Now, when you bake, there's a mitzvah of something called challah. You give off a portion of the dough, and you give it to the kohen. Now, normally, challah is given before you start baking. Dough is before you bake. Not after you bake, before you bake, you give the dough. The problem is, the dough became tamei. Now, I'm not a kohen, I couldn't care less. But the kohen does care. Because you know what? Tamei dough can't be eaten. It can't be eaten. Not only can it be eaten, it has to be burned. Now, you're not allowed to burn kudshim on Yontif. So you can't burn the dough on Yontif. Because the dough is considered kudshim. The challah is considered kudshim. It's challah. You're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. Not only that, you're not allowed to bake anything you can't eat. So you can't even bake it. Okay? Now I have 10 pounds of dough. It's all tummy. I have to give a small portion of it to the kohen. I can't. I can't give it to him. Because it's tummy. Right? I can't burn it. I can't even bake any of the dough now. Because I'm going to bake something which no one could eat. Not allowed to do that on Yontif. You're allowed to cook for what you need. Can't cook for what you don't need. So what do I do? How do I get around this problem? You hear the problem? The problem is, how am I baking my... I want to eat matzah. It's Pesach. What do I do?
One second. On a regular case, not tummy, you have to give it to the kohen before you can eat, or you can just be mafresh it.
So we're gonna you can mafresh it, but you can't be mafresh. You can't be mafresh. You can't be mafresh dough that's tummy. You can't give him tummy dough. Hey, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ketzad mafrishin, Ketzad, the Mishnah starts off, Ketzad mafrishin chala betumah beyontif. How are you mafrish chala, that's tamei, on yontif? Says Rashi, first Rashi in the Mishnah. Shenit me'eis ha'isa, the dough became tamei. Vishuv ein chala hanitelet haimenu roi lachilas kohen. No kohen can eat it, because it's tamei. And you can't make dough tahar. You can't put dough in the mikvah. It's over. How do you take off dough on Pesach? How do you mafresh challah? Hari ein yachol afta. You're not allowed to bake it. Because nobody can eat it. So how can you bake something you can't eat? I don't want to do that. Ula hashosa, and to wait. L'sarfa la'erev, efshar. You can't wait. You know what I'll do? I'll leave the dough over here. I'll bake the rest. And after Yontif, I'll burn it. You can't do that. Shol tachrit, it's going to become chametz. You can't leave dough sitting around. So what do? Ulusarfa olachil kelev efshar. You can't eat it. You can't even give it to the dog. You can't burn it. You can't even give it to the dog. Dain sarfin kachim biyantif. You're not allowed to burn kachim and yantif. What do you do? What do you do? It's a double. It's a double problem. Now, it, because it's tamei, I can't bake it. Because you're not allowed to bake something. You're not allowed to eat. On yantif, you're not allowed to bake something. No one can eat. No one can eat it. You can eat it because you're not a kohen. The kohen can eat it because it's tamei. It doesn't make a difference if it's tamei as dough, it's tamei as bread, as wat matzah. It's still tamei. Which now the problem is you can't bake any of it because it's all one big lump. So which one of it's going to become challah? I don't know. The whole thing is no good. So what do? You hear? That's the problem. Okay? Okay. Yes, the Shagas Aryeh, I have an answer. Be mafkarit. It's not mine. It becomes chametz. I'm not off by Matze. It's sitting over there it's in the kitchen. It's on the counter. It's not mine. I'm mafkarit. Can't do that.
You can't be mafkarit.
That's what he answers. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to me. So what? Don't you have chametz in your house on Pesach?
No.
No? Nothing?
It's hidden away.
So hidden away. So hide it away. That belongs to you. Said the Shagatai, if you have a guy near you, you can do it. Because you can give it to him, let him be mafkarit. That you can do. Then you can pull that off. But if you don't have a guy, you really don't have an answer. As the Shagatai says, if you have a guy, you can give it to the guy. Now what's he going to do with it? Nothing. He'll be mafkarit. At least you're able to bake.
How are you able to bake? You didn't
get challah. What? I gave him the challah.
You gave who?
The Kohen. My next door neighbor is the Kohen. I gave it to him. He's maskerit. It's dough. He's maskerit. Doesn't belong to him. Doesn't belong to me. The rest of it's good. Good to go. Okay.
One second. You can give... in a regular case, you can give the Kohen Tommy dough.
What?
You have tummy dough. Your mafkar challah, you give the kohen the tummy dough and he burns it. What is the normal procedure? Nothing to do with yantar.
So, I'm not sure.
No, you have to burn it.
You have to burn it, I think.
You will use the kohen.
It's not yantar, it's just burn.
You're burning the tummy challah. You just said you can't eat the dough until you give the kohen this challah.
Right. And if you give him you might have to give it to a Kohen in a normal case. You might give it to a Kohen anyway.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. So here you can give it to him and he can be maskerit. So that's an answer. What? That's right. But you can't do that on Yontif. So you're stuck with that problem. Yeah. So what do you do? So it's a three-way machlokas. What do you do? Ketzad b'frishin chalav b'tuma b'yontif. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Lo tikro la shem ad shita'afa. Bake it without giving off challah yet. So now I baked every single one. One of them, I can't eat. But since at the time I was baking it, I didn't know which one, every one could be I needed that one. That's a nice Jewish way around the problem, right? While I was baking it, b'shas I was baking, I didn't take off challah yet. So every one could, oh, that one I'm going to eat. That one I'm also going to eat. It could be each one I'm going to eat. And what turns out, I've got around the problem. That one I can't eat, because I got to give off challah. That's only after the fact, not a problem. That's Rabbi Eliezer's answer. And by the way, making matzah, we're not making chametz. So they're all going to be matzah. Taka one, you're not going to be able to eat. Ah, you're not allowed to bake the things you can't eat. No, when I baked it, I didn't know which one it was going to be. So each one was good. That's Rabbi Eliezer's answer. Okay? Ben Beseira Omer. Ben Beseira says, Tatil Bitsonin. No, you can't bake. So put it in cold water, and it'll prevent the chametz, the dough, from rising. You have no etzah. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. The dough.
No.
Yeah. Cold water. We lost the art of doing that. So whatever that means, that's what he says. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, lo zehu chametz Shemuzharin alav Balyira Balyimatze. This is not the Balyira Balyimatze that the Torah was talking about. Okay? Because it's not yours. Elama frishasa umani chasa ad ha'erev. Take off the dough as challah. Leave it in your kitchen. Vimichmitze ichmitze. Become chametz, it becomes chametz. It's not yours. It belongs to the Kohen. I. Which Kohen? I don't know, but it's not yours. That's another way out of the problem. So Ben Beseir, we're not even going to talk about. We're not even going to talk about Ben Beseir because just the Gor's not even going to bother with him. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, bake it. Rabbi Yoshua says, no. Don't bake it. Take off the dough. It doesn't belong to you. You mafresh it to some random Kohen. Doesn't belong to me. Sitting in my kitchen, doesn't belong to me. It's like the chametz I have, it belongs to the guy in my house. Doesn't belong to me. Same thing over here. Okay? Lema, let's say, betovas hana kamifligi. They're arguing about the following issue. Are you allowed to sell your truma? Are you allowed to sell challah? Are you allowed to do that? Cohen comes over and he says, can I have the truma? Well, I'm going to charge for that. Are you allowed to do that? The answer is, you're allowed to do it to a non-Kohen. To a Kohen, you're not allowed to sell. But to a non-Kohen, you're allowed to sell. For example, let's say your grandson is a Kohen. That could be. Right? Your daughter married a Kohen. So your son-in-law is a Kohen and your grandson's a Kohen. That could very well be. You can go over to the guy and say, listen, my grandson's a little bit struggling. Can you give him the challah? So what? Make it worth my while. Yeah, you could pay him for that. A non-Kohen could pay to direct the truma and the challah to a certain Kohen. A non-Kohen could do that, a Kohen can't do that. You're not allowed to do that to a Kohen. Kohen comes, you have to give it to him. You don't have to give it to him, you can't charge for it. But to a non-Kohen, you could charge. That's called tovas hana. Now, it's not worth that much because you got to give it anyway. So it's just, you're paying me for the right, I'm giving it to your grandson. No. No, look at Rashi. Tovas hana. Top line. Davar muat. It's a small amount. Tanya. Rishai Yisrael. A Jew's allowed. Lemocher loma lechaveiro. Heilech sela. Hey, take this dollar. V'tein kol trumascha leben biti kohen and give it all to my grandson, who's a kohen. V'hainu tovas hana sheyeshol Yisrael bechalazu. So I have a benefit in this challah. I have a benefit. It's not the fact I'm doing a mitzvah, Hashem said give challah. I'm doing that. But I'm making money on it. How am I making money on it? Because I can charge a non-Kohen for it. Right? Says the Gemara, that's what they're arguing about. One said, bake it, and you'll worry about it afterwards. And Rabbi Shua said, no, take off challah right now. Who are you giving it to? Some random Kohen, but it's not yours. So, Lema, let's say, betovas hanakum iflagi. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer Savar, Tovas Hana is Mammon. Since it's Mammon, how could you give off challah? It belongs to you, because you get paid for it. So if it belongs to you, you can't take off dough. It's still your dough. And it's sitting and rising in your kitchen, you have a Balyira, a Balyimatze problem. And Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Tovas Hana, Eino Mammon. It's not money. Therefore, it's not worth anything. This doesn't belong to me. Therefore, I can be mad for shit and leave it on my kitchen table and let it rise. It's not my problem. Maybe they're arguing about that. Lo, no. The kuli alma savri tovas hana eno mamon. No, they all hold it's not mamon. So what are they arguing about? What's going on here? V'hacha, and over here, behoil kamiflagi. They're arguing about, do we say the principle of hoil? Since something else can happen, which can change things, I'm allowed to do it now too. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrin and Hoel. Rabbi Eliezer says we hold for the principle of Hoel, which means what? Hoel, e boy, if I want, it shall alay mimonehu. If I want, I can go to the rabbi and undo my challah that I gave. I can undo it. I can go to the rabbi with a neder and undo what I did. Since I can undo it, so it's sitting here, it's mine. I gave it to a Kohen. In other words, I would agree with you that you can be mafresh it and let it sit there. It's not yours. But since you have the ability to undo it, How will you undo it? Since you might undo it, we view it as if you're undoing it, and therefore you can't do that. You can't separate it. You got to bake it and pull the shtick that would, no, as I'm baking it, each one could be mine.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Regular
pepper. One second, one more line. Rabbi Shua Omer, Sofer, Lomer, and Hoel. We don't say that. Therefore, you could be mafreshit. No problem. Yeah.
Regular hefker. I'm going to be mafker this cup, right? What happens if I'm mafker Monday, I put it in the street, and then Tuesday, so they say, you know, say, I really want that cup. Am I allowed to go take the cup?
If no one else took it, yes. But it's not, you're not undoing it. You're not undoing it. You're just reacquiring it because no one else took it. You're not undoing it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer Savar over Oleh Mishum Hoel. The e-boy, Mitchal Alev, Ahadra, Lativla, Vididehu. It'll become back into Tevel, and becomes yours again. Dal kol neder vehektish, vetrum of a hekta, hakodesh, pamiras pe, yachal lichal lichacham, blak and diburo. Anything where you make something holy, you can undo that. You go to the rabbi and you undo it all. You go to the chacham and you undo it. You have the power to undo it. Hildach memonehu. Therefore it's considered your money, va'over aleha, and therefore you're over. Okay? Then he says, Rashi says, "Umalecha safia nami biyantif kilo kar olav shem." When you're baking the dough on yantif, you're not saying anything. I'm baking all the dough. I'm not saying a word. I told Tame, I'm not saying a word. Afagaf deikachad the delochazi. Even though one of those matzahs in there is not edible, because I got to give it to the kohen, it's not mine. Mishtaira, it's still mutter. Why? The call chada v'chada ikal neimar halav chalu. That was not chalu. What about that? That wasn't not chalu. And you can do the whole batch like that. You need each one's achala. I've inami karal of shame matzi lebeifale ho v'iboy mishalale. Says Rashi, I would even say that even if you called one of them chala, you could still bake them all. Why? Because you can undo that. Then Rashi says, me you given the isler belozer salam aside from lechala, haki shapet feid of lechala. He says it's better to do it my way. It's better to do it. Don't say anything. Bake them all. Don't say a word. You could say one chal and then undo that. It's not better not to do that. Better bake them all. And then afterwards you'll figure out which one's chal. But at least you got them all baked. And then you can eat them all. Except for one. Right? Now that we got to the word, now that we got to the concept of hoel, say the following story. It's Yontif afternoon. I'm sitting at home. Not even Pesach or not Pesach. I have nothing to do. Big long Yontif afternoon. You know what? I'll cook for the week. I'll cook for the week. Let him do that?
No.
Why not? You're not allowed to, what? You're not allowed to do that. Right? You're not allowed to sit here, Yontif. Well, Yontif's a Tuesday. It's Tuesday afternoon. I'm so bored. You know what? I'll cook now for the rest of the week. I'll cook for Wednesday. I'll cook for Thursday. I'll cook for Friday. I'll cook for the rest of the week. You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to cook on Yontif? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Right? Itmar. Ha'afa me'yomtif l'chol. What if you do cook from Yontif to Chol? What if you did that? What did you violate? Marcel said you violated Hachana. Reb Chista Omer Loka. You get Malkus for that. What Malkus? You did Malacha on Yontif. Malacha on Yontif Shalol L'Tzorech is an Isra in the Torah. You get Malkus for it, says Reb Chista. Rabba Omer ain't a Loka. Rabba says you don't get Malkus. Reb Chista Omer Loka, you get Malkus. Lom Rinon. We don't say, Hoel umiklele orchim chazal. Well, what if someone shows up? What if a guest shows up? If a guest shows up, then I baked it for the guest. Hoel, maybe it'll happen. And if it happens, I don't get malchus. The answer is, says Rav Chista, I don't say that. Rabba Amar in a loke. Amrin and Hoel. We say Hoel. Right? And therefore, it's a suffix. Is the Meiri explains it. It's a suffix whether or not I'm going to get Malkus. The Torah doesn't give Malkus on suffix. Only on Vadais. Since when you baked it, maybe somebody will show up who want to eat from you. Therefore, even though I baked it for lunch for the rest of the week, but maybe somebody will show up. It's a suffix. There's no Malkus on suffix. Therefore, it's good to go. You're good to go. You don't get Malkus. Amalei Rabbeinu Rav Chista. Lidi Dach, according to Rav Chista, you get Malkus for this. Damar to Lo Amrin and Hoel. Hey, go for Yontif Shabbos. How can you bake from Yontif into Shabbos? How could you do that? If Yontif is Friday Shabbos, or Thursday Friday, and Shabbos is not, you're allowed to bake for Shabbos. How can you do that? So I'm allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin. Why make an Erev Tavshilin? So of course I'm allowed to do that. Says Rabbi, one second. But according to you, it's an issue of daraisa. How does the Erev Tavshilin get around that problem? So Amalei, midaraisa, you know why now it gets around the problem? Because midaraisa, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to bake and cook from Friday going into Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. Midaraisa, tzurichin Shabbos, nasa biyantif. You're allowed to do that. V'rabanan hu degazu beib gzer mishim yom rofim biyantif afluchol. If I let you cook from Friday into Shabbos, we cook from Tuesday on for Wednesday. So they made a gzera. The Erev Tavshilin undoes the gzera. The kivin that tzurichin rabanan yiru v'tavshilin, it's a hekera, it's a hacker. So it's not a problem. Okay?
According to the one who says, we have somebody who says that you're not allowed to, that midaraisa, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Kippur to Shabbos?
No, no one says that.
Nobody says that.
No one says that.
You're all allowed to.
It's a gzera d'rabanan. But if it's for Shabbos, we got the Erev Tavshilin gets rid of the gzera. Look at the bottom toslos, the bottom, the second, the last word on the second to last line. Vim Tomar says toslos, a bomb kasha. I amrin and ho'il. If we say ho'il, Im kain, but las kol melecha Shabbos, every malacha on Shabbos should be mutter. Ho'il! V'roi l'chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. Maybe there'll be a chol yesh bo sakana, and I have to drive, so I can drive around now also. I can do everything I want, because maybe there'll be a chol yesh bo sakana.
It has to be a realistic chance of happening.
V'yesh lomar, it's not realistic. Kivon, shalo, shchiach, klal, lo amrin and ho'il. What if you have a chol sheish bo sakana in your house? It says the chasam sofer, then it's all mutter. Hovel. I'm going to do this because the chol might need it. I can't watch television. I can cook because maybe the chol will need it. Hovel. Right? You can't drive to the beach, but you can drive to the pharmacy. So maybe they'll need it. So, yes, ein hachanami. If it's a chol sheish bo sakana, you have a chol sheish bo sakana in your house, and everything's mutter, which is what we know. Right, doesn't mean you can just do random things. You can just start writing letters to people because it's, oh, there's a chol in the house. No. But anything the chol might need, you can do it. So I can cook because maybe he'll need it. Chol. Right? Do we have time to, we should really start. We're not gonna get to the Eisvei. Just a little bit more. But one second. So then there's a whole machlokas achronim. Listen to the following issue. Let's say I taka cooked on Shabbos. I cooked on Shabbos. Why did I cook on Shabbos? Because I didn't care about Shabbos and I cooked. And now a chol sheyesh bo sakana appears in my house. Lima freya, does that undo my issur of cooking on Shabbos? You hear that, Kasha?
One second. So the question is whether you did
a chayav a tapas? Yes. No, I did it b'mezid. I know on Shabbos I couldn't care less and I woke up make a barbecue. I make a cookie. I cooked. Now, after I finish cooking, a chol sheish bo sakana appears in my house. Someone's gravely ill. Nah, I can cook for the guy. So lima freya. It's a good thing I cooked, because a chol sheish bo sakana can't eat raw meat. He can eat regular meat. It's a good thing I cooked for him. I'm so lucky I did it. Do we say that? Lima freya. That's a machlokas achronim. You can imagine all the lumdus about that issue. Fascinating issue. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.